Hello, friends. Today is January 22nd, 2 days after the snowpocalypse here in Kentucky.
It was maybe not quite a snowpocalypse.
It was more of an ice apocalypse because I fell and busted my butt this morning.
I had some chocolate, so I'm wired.
There's still some residual chocolate on the side of the desk you guys can't see.
Oh, you can have that if you want.
I might have a piece later.
Ryan did not want it.
Yeah, there was a little bit of snow.
It wasn't a lot of snow.
Not today. I actually don't know what the weather was like today because I did the Bird Box Challenge on the way to work. So
it's a long drive.
I don't have any clue.
Yeah. It's a lot like driving on the snow.
I also don't have GPS in the truck, so it was wild. But I made it. And you know what?
You know what else is wild?
I've just realized the number pad is not on the desk.
Oh. You've made a huge mistake, and now you won't be able to switch stories. I think I know where it is. It's up on the sound.
Where?
It was up there, I think.
Mm-hmm. We just stop and we'll just start from the beginning.
No, it's fine. I'll get it. I think I remember moving it.
We'll do it live.
It's up here.
So, yeah, what else is going on? Oh, here we are. I'm empowered.
The government's secret UFO program funded research on wormholes and extra dimensions. This is Harry Reid nonsense.
It sounds more exciting than it really is, because you find out it was one senator who pushed for it, and he was like, actually, it's my friend running the program.
Yes.
And it's like, oh. That's just, I mean, but of all the things to be corrupted about, though.
Have some cool things. They listed, they were doing like some warp drive technology, I think shielding, cloaking, invisibility cloaking, wormholes.
Negative energy.
Sounds fantastic, right? But here's what I always say about government programs. And yes, I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. Think about how cool it would be to do warp drive research, right? That's amazing. And it might even, what if it leads to something? That would be incredible. But here's the thing about it. You use extra money that you have to do warp drive technology in your extra time. What we're doing here, see, we operate at a deficit. We're borrowing money to do warp drive technology. No, that's a bad idea.
We're letting Harry Reid's friend do it, and it's probably not peer reviewed, so that seems like it's a problem.
Or yeah, or it's not even the top person in that field, like
yeah,
the warp drive field.
Well, you know, or just someone or a decent physicist. Maybe the guy's not even good at physics.
He wrote
a
book. I think that was his only qualification.
Yeah.
Although one thing that was declassified, not by Harry Reid, by some guy that retired, there have been unexplained encounters with flying objects and the Air Force. So like the cockpit computers, yeah. And there are good recordings of that. Some of that's been declassified, but a lot of it remains unexplained, which is what has.
It's gremlins.
Perhaps fueled the paranoia here.
If it were explained, it wouldn't be the UFO, right?
Yeah.
And a little bit of good news, actually maybe a lot of good news. I don't know. We still get some comments that side with the, you should have nothing to hide people. But I think this is great news.
The feds cannot force you to unlock your iPhone with your finger or your face, a judge rules. Now, it's always been the case that they can't force you to unlock your phone if it has a pin, because that has to get something from inside your brain. But the feds, the judge here has ruled that they can't force you to use your face or your finger to unlock it either, which is actually contrary to all the case law that's happened so far.
She said basically that those things are the same thing, which makes sense.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
they are, but you know, up till this point, it hasn't been ruled that way. There's that guy that's in Florida that's in jail because he won't unlock his phone still. It's like a year and a half, 2 years
and
later.
All those cases are almost always child pornography, which, and I think they do that on purpose because you cannot defend it and they get away with some stuff. I don't know what this case was.
It leads to scope creep. It's like, well, you know, first they came for the child porn people.
And then it, said and then it was, you know, someone selling weed recreationally on the side. Like,
recreationally, it's like
for fun, you know, just a little bit of extra money. It's like selling essential
but
oils.
No, if you're doing it recreationally, it's not even for that. It's like I don't even keep the money. I donate it. I just love selling weed.
Just something to keep me busy in my retirement.
Well, the FBI might not be able to search your phone, but they probably can search your social media. But are they?
The ACLU has to sue the FBI to find this out. The FBI can neither confirm nor deny that it monitors your social media posts, which absolutely means they are hoovering all this stuff up.
Has anyone ever thought that that doesn't mean the worst possible scenario? I mean,
this is almost, I'd like to write to the ACLU and be like, guys, I appreciate what you're doing, but do we really need this? This is like the UFO program. You know, do something more productive. We know they are. Of course they are. Yeah.
I was, I was like, in terms of like surprised by the actions of the FBI, hoovering up all of everybody's social media posts directly, not surprising. The stuff that they did to Martin Luther King, mildly surprising.
Maybe the first. If that was the first thing you ever read that the FBI did that was crazy. But the other thing about this is like schools are doing this.
Yeah.
So if private institutions are doing it, of course the government is doing it. And they're probably doing it better. What they're not doing is securing their databases.
Hackers broke into the SEC database and made millions from inside information, says the DOJ. They got caught, but it was a good run.
It was a good plan, too, because
this is really smart.
Often companies will do kind of like a dry run and submit documents and, you know, like do like the electronic infrastructure for an IPO or something like that or a merger. And these guys got in there and got that information. And they're like, oh, I'll buy some of that stock, you know, right before it splits or something like that happens, and they made a ton.
This thing is, I mean, I don't really think these people should be punished that harsh, because there was the thing that happened between, like, the agriculture report came out, and without accounting for speed of light delay, trading was happening at the Chicago Board of Trade based on the output of that report, which means that somebody had that report before it was supposed to, you know, before you were supposed to do trades or whatever, and they'd lined up the computers.
But we shouldn't encourage that kind of behavior. Yeah, well,
how are you defending it?
I'm not really defending it. I'm just saying that it is an open secret that literally everybody on the inside is doing that. And
well, your argument's like, hey, people get shot every day. We just should just accept it.
Yeah. We should be better.
We should do something to fix the whole platform rather than...
Is this cynical, Wendell?
Yes.
Well, but I don't think the platform, in the case that you're talking about, yeah, like the high-speed algorithms and trading,
yes,
that's a problem. But that wasn't a factor here.
No, that's true. But it was inside information, which is some of the stuff that's meant to, the high-speed trading is meant to look like is based on high-speed, or is based on inside information. There's a lot of subterfuge that's created because everybody has inside information, but they go to a lot of work to make it seem like they don't have inside information by doing a whole bunch of obfuscating things.
Now that's going to be a topic in the business section about the hot new Intel CPU. Well, the FCC, you know, you hear a lot about the FCC, and their big excuse du jour is government shutdown. But I can't do anything, government shutdown.
Our hands are tied. I got to go play golf.
And even if the government wasn't shut down, it's the FTC. It's not us. So the court has rejected the FCC request to delay the net neutrality case. So there's a case where the FCC is going to have to explain itself. It's like, why did you rescind net neutrality? What case law do you have to do that?
And the whole fake submissions and the fraud and the whole thing.
All the lying and underhanded sneakiness.
Yeah, a lot of uncomfortable questions at that hearing.
And he'd probably rather be at lunch with a friend.
Yeah, he'd rather not do that. But I think it's early February, right?
Yeah.
That's going to happen. So
the court case is coming. Shut down or no shutdown.
And we'll get a Valentine's Day present.
Do you think he will?
Maybe.
A Valentine's Day present as in like the government is not shut down anymore?
Are you saying that'll be like a heart-shaped suitcase stuffed with cash from Verizon?
Thank you for all you've done for us.
Thinking of you. Well, the another thing that the shutdown is affecting is it's giving him another convenient excuse when he does nothing.
Ajit Pai gives carriers a free pass on privacy violations during FCC shutdown. Pai's staff to Congress is like, carriers selling customer location data, that's something for after. That's not like super critical. We'll deal with that after the shutdown's over. But the fascinating thing about this is that this whole selling your location data, that actually came up in like summer of 2018. And carriers said, we're going to stop that. So this is not a recent problem. This is actually carriers not doing a damn thing.
What is his office doing right now? Are they officially shut down?
Most, like 90% of them are.
Yeah.
You can still file a complaint and there can be like emergency rules, which is what they wanted that to be. Because they were like, hey, everybody has access to location data for $300. That's a bit of an emergency, right? And he was like, no.
Those companies are monetizing any way they can because that's the American dream. This is okay.
He's like, I'm having to get out of my seat and fill my giant cup of coffee myself.
His Reese cup mug.
I can't be expected to do anything else with my day. I'm so distressed. You know who else cannot be expected to do anything like securing their database during the government shutdown? Oklahoma.
Oklahoma government data leak exposes FBI investigation records and millions of department files. So if you're in witness protection in Oklahoma, bad news.
Well, I don't know if that was... It was stuff to do with cases that were financial related because this was the Securities Commission.
Yeah.
So if you had like insider trading, for example, and the FBI was coming after you, that's all out in the public.
Uh-oh.
Even if they haven't arrested you yet. So there might be a lot of planes going to non-extradition countries.
A lot of shredding going on right now.
Where your records go, sweeping down the plane. Like the popular musical, Oklahoma.
I thought about trying to make that joke, but I'm not familiar enough
with the musical.
The lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, we had to watch that in music class in school. That was a horrific day.
That was one of my least favorite musicals we had to watch.
Musicals. Yeah. Oh.
I don't mind musicals, but I didn't like that one.
Well, we can't go a week without talking about Huawei, right? And it's more of the same.
Federal prosecutors are investigating Huawei for allegedly stealing trade secrets report. Now, I thought this was more fluff because this is from The Hill. But according to The Hill, they are very close to filing charges. This investigation has been going on for a long time because sometimes it's circular. Like sometimes somebody is like, this company is doing something against American interests. And then it sort of becomes like this circular thing. But more and more, it's looking like there is something shady going on with Huawei, which is interesting.
We had the senator last week that was, he like cryptically talking about them stealing from Apple.
Yeah.
So I guess he was alluding to this.
Although, you know, looking at the Apple, like the, I keep waiting for there to be good developments on it so we can cover it, but there's the whole Apple Qualcomm thing that's going on right now. And there's a lot of really amazing, juicy stuff coming out with that. But Apple is squealing like a stuck pig. And it's not looking like they're acting with clean hands in all scenarios. So it'll be interesting to see how this shapes
out.
Wait
a minute. Are you saying that Apple is not a paragon of virtue?
They don't seem to be. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. I'm not going to call it yet. We're not covering that yet, but we will.
Well, Trump loves his executive orders. To be fair, all the recent presidents have. And he's getting ready for another one.
He's preparing an order to restrict Chinese telecom, sources say. Not just Huawei, but anything out of China. It's like, ooh, we can't trust them not to bug their hardware. This is like, pay attention, folks, because it doesn't matter if you're not in the U.S. This is a global thing, and everybody is going to be playing this game with technology. And it's really bad and sad because open source can solve a lot of these problems.
Well, it would also destroy these major corporations.
Yeah.
So this rule is not actually banning it outright. You can still buy it. But what's going to happen is if you have a major corporation that's considered, you know, mission critical for the country.
Boeing.
The Commerce Department can step in and be like, no, you're not buying Huawei.
Some people in suits show up and show you something really horrifying. And it's like you get the corporate memo that's like, we're not buying that for undisclosed reasons.
Crack a few knuckles.
Well, yeah. Krista, your gambling addiction is it's in jeopardy.
It's out of control.
I know you like to play the online Baccarat hours into the night.
That game.
What was that?
I don't know. There's a sound.
The boiler snake has died.
Yeah. U.S. online gambling reversal puts chill on industry. They're banning all online gambling.
See, the Department of Justice said that sports betting was the only thing that was banned. And now they're reinterpreting the law to say that everything. This is scary times.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I had a friend in college who, like, I think he paid for most of his education by playing online poker. I don't know how he did that, but he did. And
well,
now what?
Go ahead.
You know who this is super, super good news for? Organized crime. Because that's how prohibition works, and somehow we still haven't learned that lesson.
My favorite thing about this is that the Department of Justice, which is ostensibly the one branch of government that's charged with understanding our laws and how they apply. So it's like, how can a citizen be, or an entrepreneur be expected to understand all of the laws when the Department of Justice apparently can't get it right?
I feel like that's gonna change things a lot. Like online, I see banner ads for online gambling all the time.
Well, it used to be that you could get away with it by basing it in, you know, like Jamaica or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can do that anymore.
How do we not have, like, no backsies in law? And it's like, oh, this clause means this. You're retroactively violating the law. It's like, what?
I remember couple years ago, it became hugely popular to play poker on Twitch and lose huge sums of money.
Yeah.
I will make a level one prediction. This change in interpretation is going to precede them filing charges against something somewhere in the U.S. Like, they're going to shut down something in a week or two and be like, law. That's usually what happens.
Well, I think they get a grace period. Maybe not. I don't know.
I've never online gambled, but, like, I feel like we're losing a small piece of internet history.
I've seen them do this with, like, interstate tobacco, you know, being a tobacco state. It's like, we're going to change the rules with how interstate tobacco works. Oh, surprise, you're in violation. And it's like, whoa, that's surprising.
Came out of nowhere, but...
Yeah.
I bet on a UFC fight one time, and I lost.
Oh.
You should have gotten good.
I thought Liddell was going to beat Couture. No.
Wrong. Those people.
Chuck let me down. Boiler Snake had a lot of money on that fight.
Yeah, he's starting to... Oh, yeah. There he goes.
He was a big Liddell fan.
He had forgotten all about that until you brought it up. And now he's going to be inconsolable the rest of the day.
I kind of talked him into it. For a long time, we didn't talk after that, but we patched it up.
It's a wonder he hasn't spit steam in your face.
Who said he didn't?
It's 20 degrees out today, too, so you know he's having to work overtime, and now you've just brought up this pain.
Speaking of venomous enemies and spitting steam, let's talk about Marco Rubio.
Yeah, most people are not fans of him, and it seems like he's an odd choice to come to the rescue in this situation.
He's introducing a bill to create federal regulations on data collection. That might be worse than Ajit Pai making rules on, you know, net neutrality.
And that is the big concern here that the other side of the aisle is coming forth with is, bro, we don't trust you to do this. You seem like you might be in their pocket. So they also point out that a lot of states are doing their own version, and Rubio should be a states' rights kind of guy, you know?
One would think. Not so much. Not in this case.
Maybe not.
The U.S. has proposed new rules to allow drone operation at night over people. This is to do with delivery drones, because right now you can't operate delivery drones at night.
This points out one of my favorite new things that news sites do. So the headline, and I have a feeling they might have changed this headline, because I think the first time I read this, it wasn't this. But they always start out with the Trump administration. Like, yeah, of course it's the Trump administration. They're in power.
they didn't do that with the Obama, did they?
No, Fox News did. Yeah, it's whoever they don't like at the time. But yeah, so these rules are, of course, you can't fly a drone at night because that would be terribly dangerous, right? And you can't fly it over people. Remember the New Year's Eve celebration? They actually had to tether them
because
you're not allowed. Well, that's going to change. It's, what was it, 0.55
pounds, yeah.
I think pounds was the measurement there.
Yep, and anything heavier than that, you've got to be able to show that if it crashed into a person, it wouldn't cause injury above a certain threshold.
But what is the threshold?
They don't,
is the question.
They have not defined the threshold as far as I know.
Like, is it a certain amount of blood loss? Is it a concussion? Like,
I got to think it'd be like break the skin, right?
0.55 pounds is not going to be super useful for Amazon Prime. I mean, when I order, like, I don't know, a case of video cards, that's going to be like 30 pounds.
Now, is that... Well, but...
Are you expecting a drone delivery for that?
A 0.55 pound drone isn't going to lift anything.
Yeah.
That'd be like a pack of gum.
Order of styrofoam?
Yeah, one order of styrofoam.
Like, can you imagine a strong wind catching that styrofoam? A 0.55 pound drone could not keep that under control. So I imagine it's going to be for surveillance.
What about like a helium blimp kind of thing? Because they have those. Like the Project Loon balloons, those technically don't weigh... 0.55 pounds.
Yeah, but it's hard to use those. Well, I guess you could use them for surveillance.
If you're talking about, like, what is the chance of a loon balloon, like, you know, Project Fee or whatever, crashing into a person and causing injury, the inertia of the thing could cause injury because of the mass, but it's not going to weigh that much.
But they don't fly them over the U.S.
Well, not now, but I mean, Amazon might have a delivery blimp.
Also, I don't think that would count as drone.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because the control delay is probably pretty massive in those things. It's sort of like a, hey, go here and then wait a couple hours, at least.
I wonder if you could get an exemption for a drone that when it is in like free fall mode or it's damaged, it can, you know, use a vision system to find people and avoid people on its way down.
That could also be reversed. Land soft, little drone. Land soft. Well, we talked about the California license plates, the digital license plates. I think we predicted those wouldn't catch on. I don't know if they have or not.
I don't think they have.
They must have been somewhat successful because now they're bringing them to Michigan.
In Michigan, what?
What parts of Michigan?
What?
Never mind.
What are you doing?
You've never seen that? Like, what part of Michigan? It's Michigan?
No.
Explain it.
It's the shape of Michigan. And then you say, like, you know, what part of Michigan are you from? And it's like, everyone has
the
never mind.
We don't. The little part of Michigan that's at the top, that's Canada.
No. It's fine. Never mind. I don't know why I thought that was relevant. Never mind.
Well, digital license plates are now allowed in Michigan, and it requires a monthly subscription of $7, and they cost $500 to $700. Who in their right mind would...
Someone who owns a Tesla.
No, I don't think... I think somebody that, like, owns a muscle car and is driving around Detroit, and it's like, oh, but my car has been stolen again. Let me see where it is.
That's also probably...
Now, it does do... I don't know if this is for your car. So, it does stolen vehicle alerts, but I don't know if that's to alert people that's like, hey, this vehicle is stolen, or to flash up warnings that other people can see on your, because it also does amber alerts.
What might help these things sell is, like, if you're in traffic, you can hit a button to say nasty things to the other drivers that are doing bad things.
I don't think that would let
them. Midwestern drivers are very aggressive.
They won't let you get nasty things on your license plate as it is. So. But also, Detroit is so snowy and salty and crusty.
The roads in Michigan are terrible.
How robust do you think these are against that kind of
not at all
corrosion and weather?
You need to get a new one every year. $700
That's another $800 every year. Plus the $7 a month. That's harsh. But sometimes you gotta let people know.
That's the cost you pay for being, you know, constantly followed around.
Maybe this will be the spinning rim of 2019. Well, the Army has a bit of a problem. I think this is more of a PR problem for them. Because, you know, the whole, like, suicide thing.
Mm. The way that we treat our veterans, you know.
Mm, yeah. Can't get health care. Mm. Mental problems when you get back from serving the corporations.
Yeah, and there's no help.
But they've got a strategy.
After falling short, the U.S. Army gets creative with a new recruiting strategy. They're going after esports. Now, we covered that they had the Street Fighter tournament. This is kind of the follow-up to that. It turns out that's for recruiting. They are literally recruiting with that.
I've seen the ads on Twitch.
Yeah. They mentioned Twitch. Basically, Generation Z will not respond to their usual recruiting methods, which is like sports and phone calls and, you know, like going after the sort of alpha male activities. So what are they doing? They're going to esports and Twitch and online.
Someone who thinks being in the military is going to be like playing Fortnite.
Well, I mean, Fortnite is kind of the new high school sport, is it not?
It's true.
They did mention Fortnite as well. So
I think when we played COD Blops, I think that I was looking up our Twitch chat, and I think we got an ad for U.S. Army.
Neat.
So COD Blops probably also tagged something to show on.
Interesting thing about, you know, at the beginning of every NFL game, they bring out that big flag, and the jets fly over and all that stuff. That's a commercial. They pay for that. That's not like the NFL being like, we're patriotic. No, that's a commercial for the Army.
There was a scathing congressional investigation into some of that spending on like football games and stuff. And they were like, do you have any analytics whatsoever to show that, you know, this advertising led to any recruitment? And there were like 4 people that they could show were recruited that way.
Yeah, that's why they're throwing all their money at this. Yeah.
How many people you get? They probably got 4 people from that one Street Fighter tournament.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, this is 1,000,000% more effective.
Maybe they watched it like with their mom, and the mom's like, you should do that.
Son, do you want to fight M. Bison in Syria?
Just put on these augmented reality goggles, and here's your gun. Go.
Just sign this contract. Don't bother reading it.
Never read it.
Speaking of horrible contracts, Europe is still trying to push through Articles 11 and 13. Everybody knows they're bad. They got shot down once, but what do? They go right back to the table.
Now, The Verge reported that Europe's controversial link tax is, you know, in doubt after member states rebel. This is because nobody can agree on what exactly it's supposed to be. But mark my words, they're going to come back suddenly and unexpectedly and probably be worse in some ways because that's how these things work. So you got to maintain vigilance on this.
So this was
a dumpster fire.
Last time it was, what, Estonia?
Yeah.
Brave little Estonia. I said digital. I said they weren't in NATO. I didn't.
And everyone got very upset at you. Yeah,
the Estonians they are in NATO. I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know what? But anyway, I think they were the ones that shot it down last time. So they're like, or maybe it was Portugal.
You don't actually know, and now everyone's going to tell you in the comments again.
But I'm sure it was Italy this time because Italy has a new Eurosceptic government, and they said exactly what they should have said. They were like, "Hey, this link tag thing is crazy, and the copyright thing. This is going to have unintended side effects. We're not signing this."
Yay! So the internet is saved for about 5 minutes.
And then good job, Italians.
They're going to try to sneak something through that's crazy. You watch. They will.
Yeah, well. I trust Mario and Luigi to guard against.
I was going
to
try and like come up with an Italian stereotype, and I couldn't think of a good
one. Well, it's either that or the Mafia, right?
I was going to say pizza, but that's still American.
They're going to have their... they're going to sharpen off a stick of spaghetti and jam it right in the eye of the EU. Well, if you love fitness and fitness apps...
And sharpening spaghetti and stabbing somebody with it. And,
as we know, our audience does.
And speaking of the Mafia... Gangland murders. If those things are in your wheelhouse, you got to watch out.
Garmin data has been used to convict British runner for the murder of two gangsters. This guy was apparently a hitman, according to the article. But reading the article and looking at the evidence from his fitness tracker was circumstantial, but it was enough to convict him.
Well, I think they had some other evidence.
I was going to say
the article did not talk about the other evidence. I hope they had other evidence, but
the article title kind of makes you think that it's just some random guy, like a random British runner, and it's like, wait, no, this guy probably was paid by
the running was instrumental because he on his runs he was staking out their house and you know like.
Pretending to stretch in front of their children's schools. You know?
Yeah, they talk about like his average miles per hour on his bike ride was 12, but as he was circling this house, it dropped to 3.
Again, circumstantial. But
I watched a great YouTube video where they had a thief, just a burglar, and he was the same kind of guy. He was like huge into fitness, and he said that's what he'd do. He would drive to a rich neighborhood and just jog through it and wave to everybody. And that, because neighborhood watch, he was always afraid of neighborhood watch. But by jogging through the neighborhood every day and waving, they're like, oh, there's that guy. He lives here.
Or he lives nearby.
And he would just rob them blind. So be careful of those joggers.
What we're saying is don't exercise and don't trust people who exercise.
Absolutely. Well, China, you know, we talk a lot about China and they're crushing the people's spirit. They're keeping them held down. And what are the people doing? Are they fighting back? No, they're downloading apps.
App Annie? China drove 40% of mobile app spending and nearly half of all downloads in 2018. Well, no wonder Apple's freaking out about being locked out of China.
I was just thinking, no wonder Blizzard's trying to invest so hard in Diablo Mobile.
Yeah.
Even though China's been like, I don't know if we like Blizzard games.
You know, in this context, a lot of our economic stories make a lot more sense from earlier in the year.
At 40% of spending? So think about like... All these, you know, young kids spending like crazy on the dance moves from Fortnite go up to like $8?
That seems crazy.
But the Chinese are spending more? Madness.
40%.
That's crazy. And the other thing that China has recently gotten into is Elon Musk.
Not in the literal sense.
Tesla boss Elon Musk says he loves China. The premier Li Keqiang offers him a green card.
Li Keqiang.
I don't think that was correct, but I cannot
tell
you.
Yeah, I couldn't
tell
you.
They were just sort of joking with one another on TV, and he's like, oh, I love China. And he's like, oh, we'll get you a green card.
Yeah, so...
You've also spent a lot of money in China, so we'll get you a green card is what that means.
He's also the first totally foreign-owned factory to be built in China.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because before you had to be like in partnership with one of their businesses, but they have since relaxed that, and... He's the first major company to build a factory.
They want his technology.
They do. They want those Teslas. They want them bad. One place that probably will not see a lot of Teslas. I'm going to make just a wild prediction here. You might think I'm crazy. I don't think we'll be seeing a lot of Teslas on the streets of Venezuela.
Venezuela has blocked Wikipedia after Maduro ousted from article, Internet Watchdog says. Things are pretty bad in Venezuela.
A bad time to be a nerd in Venezuela if you can't get to Wikipedia.
Well, you can get there. Well, maybe with a VPN, but stormtroopers will show up at your house and shoot you. So there is a opposition politician who's like kind of wanting to do a soft coup. And actually, Trump is backing the other guy, talking about getting involved. How phenomenally stupid it would be if we got militarily involved in Venezuela.
It'll worst timeline will probably happen.
Level one prediction.
But, and of course, it's Wikipedia. Anybody can edit it, right?
Yeah.
So somebody just went in and changed it and was like, this guy's the president now. And Maduro was like, it's out, done, no more Wikipedia. I'm sure he doesn't understand.
Oh, so do you think an aide tried to explain it to him?
No, like, they're probably terrified. Listen, sir. They're probably just like, I agree completely. And, you know, they have this nice little GUI just block it.
Everywhere. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Well, you have to be careful when you are going for a job interview. And let me just give you a pro job search tip. If during the interview, someone sends you an executable file, that's a red flag.
North Korean hijackers infiltrate Chile's ATM network after Skype job interview. So a Red Bank employee applied for a LinkedIn job and got a call from the world's most active hacker crews. So this was like the hackers were pretending to be like a placement agency or something. And they sent them a program and were like, hey, run this program. And so this program does not look legit at all.
This is like baby's first Visual Studio form. Like they didn't brand it. I didn't lay it out well. There's no sort of theming at all. And that guy was like, sure, this seems legit.
It looks like an enterprise application to me.
Well, I mean, to be fair, having worked on enterprise applications, not always the best UI.
Yeah. And so don't the computer that you take resumes from people on, for God's sakes, don't also connect that to your internal ATM network. For these reasons.
I'm not sure how they got from his machine to the ATMs. That's because they were terrifying.
They poked around long enough and found it.
Don't do it.
Smart though. Smart. They did that specifically to try to catch high level people from the jobs that they wanted, like banking jobs. So they posted the fake link and got a nice phishing domain and set it all up. It's a brilliant move, but
they got a tidal wave of applications.
She's talking about this story, which has to do with the Tidal streaming service.
Tidal's under criminal investigation in Norway over faked streams. We've covered the fake streams in the past. Like, we just sort of looked at it and laughed because it was like, no one is going to bother using this service. We were right. But in Norway, the faking of the stream numbers is probably criminal.
Should be criminal everywhere because I think they pay based on streams.
Yeah. Listen, if a GPI doesn't care about T-Mobile selling your location data, he sure as heck doesn't care about this.
But they are claiming that Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Kanye West streams were inflated. They are, of course, founders of Tidal.
I don't even know anybody else who's on that platform except for
those
three.
They mention a couple of people, but actually they have a picture. And I think,
of all three other people.
I think I recognize all of these people.
Oh, Dead
Mouse. So there's Deadmau5. And is that Madonna?
Those poor saps.
I can't tell from here.
I think this is Nicki Minaj, maybe?
I thought the one guy went to work for Apple.
Anyway. One of those has to be Beyonce, I would think.
I can't tell from here. That doesn't look like her. There's somebody right here that's been cut out of the picture.
I don't know. I can't tell from here.
So
too blind.
You think anybody who was like, I would like to listen to Beyonce's album, was stopped by not having a Tidal subscription?
Just say I liked Lemonade, one of her latest albums,
but
and I've
listened
to it.
You're not a Tidal subscriber.
No, I listened to it exclusively on YouTube.
That's illegal.
What YouTube doesn't know can't hurt him. What Beyonce doesn't know.
Well, we've talked about the penchant for governments to turn off the internet when things get hot, especially if you have a protest. And how that's almost always a bad idea, but Zimbabwe clearly doesn't watch the Level One News.
Zimbabwe government has blocked the internet to suppress protests, but that has had a lot of unintended side effects, such as cutting power as a result. Because apparently a lot of people in Zimbabwe pay by the day for power. Without internet, can't pay for power.
This guy loves Chevrolet.
Is he a member of my family? a distant cousin?
These people prepay as little as $1 a day for power, which is pretty cheap. But
it's not pretty reasonable.
You have to pay every morning, and they use their mobile phones, you know, so it's sort of, you don't get a bill, you just pay every day and you keep your power going. And when the internet goes out, you can't do that.
Whoops. Mm. They figured out a way to get that back on, but leave most of the rest of the internet off. And then the VPNs worked for a little while, and then they didn't. It just seems like a mess. We should build the internet infrastructure to be resilient against such things, if only.
Well, how's it going to be resilient against somebody turning off? I guess if you had the loans up.
Yeah.
But Google would probably bow to the government, right?
Yeah.
Because they've
yeah,
done that over and over and over.
Turns out.
You know, like when they tried to make a search engine just for China.
Ooh, should we not have done that, or should we not? Should we have done that more secretly?
I think the answer is more secretly.
Well, we've got artificial meat, lab-grown meat. We got that vegan stuff.
We've got moldy meat now that the FDA shut down.
We've got the nitrates or nitrites or whatever they're called, and it seems to be we're moving toward artificial life, if slowly. And now we've made another important step.
Artificially produced cells communicate with each other. So we've got some completely artificial cells that are able to produce like a signal proteins, and the signal proteins can permeate the artificial cell walls and communicate with one another. Woo.
Now I have a problem here with this picture.
See, I think this is, I was going to say, this is a great photo that stock photographers should take note of.
But no, I don't think this is. This is actually these two people.
That's what I mean.
So she's wearing these protective gloves. But she's touching the disgusting mouse.
Maybe she's doing that to protect herself from the mouse and keyboard. Do you ever think about that?
There's FA outbreak in the office.
As it often happens.
That's in the cell. You can't, I mean, cell laboratories, filthy places. No one washes their hands.
Can't wash the keyboard. Well, it's fine.
What?
No, there's a, the, you can get a pathogen resistant microbial resistant keyboard, and that keyboard was definitely not.
But is it really loud and obnoxious when you type on it?
It sure is.
It is? All right. Well, then
RGB?
Sold. RGB.
No, no RGB.
Ah, forget it then. Yeah. Well, one thing that has kind of become popular, at least here in the States, I'm sure it's all over, is the DNA testing. And a lot of people, they don't really think about it when they're doing it.
It's for dogs and humans that are popular now.
Oh, yeah, the dog DNA. But people don't think about the fact that this puts you in the system. And not only you, but your relationships, your close blood relationships, can then be tracked based on what you've done. But that's not the worst thing about it.
Twins get some mystifying results when they put in 5 DNA ancestry kits to the test. So these twins sent off their DNA to like a bunch of different places, and they got just wildly inconsistent results.
So 23andMe thought they were mostly Italian and
different, even though they have identical DNA.
Ancestry DNA thought they were Eastern European and Russian, and MyHeritage DNA thought they were overwhelmingly Balkan. So weird.
Neat.
They did have the DNA tested to make sure that they were in fact twins, and it was the same DNA.
It was.
So
what we're saying is all those things are BS.
Yeah.
Don't spend your money on them for you or your dog.
It's kind of like getting your palm read. Yeah, do it for a good time. But when you get your palm read, it might not get you arrested in 5 years.
think of all like the horror stories you heard on Reddit after this Christmas where like families did the DNA kits together and then it was like, dad's not your dad.
Yeah, there was the one story about the mom who was like, that's stupid. Let's not even do that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right, why don't... how about just Sarah do it and not the other two kids? And they're like, Mom, why are you being so weird? Turned out Sarah was the only real child from that father. Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. Oh, no. I accidentally had another man's child, often happens by accident.
Well, we talked about 5G and AT&T's somewhat creative interpretation of 5G
that the FTC really needs to get involved on to put a stop to.
Now,
well,
they're
out of office. It can't be
expected. I don't think this is an example of AT&T's 5G.
No, it's
not. I think
not.
This is some real experimental 5G.
This is like China or somewhere.
But this is a bold, bold move.
The first 5G remote surgery. Now, this guy is doing surgery by robot from a remote location. And the really exciting thing about this is the guy apparently completed the surgery despite having 100 milliseconds ping time.
That's pretty good. He should be a sniper.
The CSGO people in the audience are freaking out because it's like the latency was 100. It should be like 10 or 20.
Now, you might be thinking, oh, these madmen, how are they playing with human life like that? But it was an animal. They don't say what kind of animal it was. Imagine that'd be pretty big, dogs. Right?
Yeah.
Probably like a horse or something, and that was just like, let's not tell him it was a horse, because people like horses.
I think he'd want to do maybe like a pig, right? Because aren't they closer to humans in terms of like their hearts and stuff?
Yeah, that'd be a good match.
Yeah.
Well, if you've started 2019 and you feel like you just can't find your direction, you know, you just can't get pointed the right way, there might be a reason.
Earth's magnetic field is acting up and geologists don't know why. Although, you know, that headline makes me think that it's something that's developed in the last couple of months, but it's actually like a 100 years thing. That the North Pole, the magnetic North Pole, has moved a fair bit the last 100 years.
Well, the thing is, it's moving so much faster now that they're having to accelerate. So the current model was supposed to last till 2020, but they're already going to have to change it. So they think there's a big vein of iron or something moving under Canada, but no one really knows. Who knows what's going on inside the ball in there?
Maybe Santa just wants to move. He's global tired warming. Of being in Canada.
Do you think global warming of the core?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds like science in the movie The Core.
Don't ducks use the magnetic field?
Yeah.
So, like this, when they they're migrate. Going someplace else now, right?
Yeah. It's not, I mean,
they're probably still headed in the same general direction. But.
Yeah. If they fly generally north and rely on memory and visual cues, they're probably okay. But
what if they're just out over the ocean?
What if their bird box challenging it?
And the lead duck is like, guys, I got no excuse for this, but
something
this is not where we're supposed to be. And his wife is behind him. It's like, I knew it.
I told you we should have asked for directions from those Canadian geese, and you said no.
Well, the Chinese Chang'e has landed on the far side of the moon, and everybody said, why? Why do it? I mean, it's cool. Okay. You've done it. But what science
weird
are we going
to
do?
Return to the moon.
And China said, oh, I'll tell you what science we're going to do.
We're going to grow cotton. So, yeah, giant leaf for mankind.
Here he is.
Look at him.
It's a cotton seed that germinated and then froze to death.
Immediately died.
He immediately died, but he did grow, which has never happened before.
And they say that they expected him to die, which is harsh, because the lunar night is 2 weeks long.
I don't know why he's a him, but I mean, rip, press F for the little sprout.
I wonder if there's going to be like some archaeologist a zillion years from now that discovers that seed, and it's like, how on earth did this cotton seed get from Earth to
how
here?
How on earth? How on the moon?
Now, all these other little squares were different other kinds of seeds, and they all failed. They also have some flies that have not hatched.
They may have addressed this, and I didn't see, but like, do they have a hypothesis about why the cotton sprouted over any of the others? I didn't think cotton was like a cold weather plant. I wouldn't think it would survive in that kind of condition, but.
Yeah, it was, it's 120 C in the day in the direct sunlight and a negative 120 at night.
That seems a little extreme.
Yeah, so.
But why did the cotton grow over the others? That's interesting.
Well, Krista, maybe you should become a Chinese scientist.
I think I'm going to have a problem with part of that.
That's all.
Maybe both, but definitely one, for sure.
Go to work for Tesla. Well, that's been government and science news. A little bit of an odd mix this week. And tomorrow, we'll have a big chunk of business.
All business.
And I forgot what the other one was.
It's almost all business.
Was it social?
I think it was social.
We had a section for security, social. Too. We had at least one story in security.
Security's Friday.
Yeah, Friday is security, robots, and nonsense.
What you can't miss.
Or you can.
Or you, unless you do.
No.
Bye. Thank you.